This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
We were just saying if we could be number 40, that would just be ideal. But he is a very sporting horse. He's got all the attributes that you'd want for a Grand National type. Okay, he's not at the top of the handicap, but he's still quite young.
But that's the key. You want one that, you know, you talk to some of the others who get over 11 stone. That's, now, with the National being such a different race, it is very competitive. You need to have something, an improving horse.
Yes, and at the start of the season, we weren't sure whether we'd come to the National this year or next. He's improved so much in the last three runs that we've got to come here, and I hope he'll continue to improve, and if he does, he's off a great weight.
How surprised have you been with this improvement?
You'll know that Peter Scudamore and I work very closely together, yeah. And I've always loved this horse and always said he's very good, and I always thought he was very well handicapped. And his first run of the season at Kelso, I totally blew my cover by saying it was the best handicapped horse we had in the yard, and he duly won rather nicely, and he's kept on improving, so I've always had a lot of faith in him.
And what about the Grand National as a trip and as an occasion? How do you think your horse will cope with it?
Well, if you put it on paper, you know, he is a stayer, he's by Milan, he's a fantastic jumper, he jumped around the beach of Chase. If we can just get a clear run between now and then, I'm very hopeful. As you say, it's a high-class handicap, but I think he's off a great weight.
Well, we're a few weeks away. What will be the plan between now and April the 8th?
I wouldn't like to say that for the past 3 or 4 weeks, well, ever since Warwick, we've had it sort of every day mapped out for him, but it's 7.5 weeks now. He's just starting to have a bit of faster and harder work, and we've got it all planned out. We hope to have him there just at the right time.
No run or not?
No run, definitely no run.
How nervous will you be? I mean, because every day you probably work up and think, I hope he's all right.
Yes, I mean, I love the National. It's right in my spirit, it's right within me, and I think every time the horses run, you get worried about them, and I think the National is just impossible to think about. But it's a race that I enjoy, and I think he'll enjoy it, and that's the most important thing.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.